This passage this morning from the Gospel of Matthew about Jesus' baptism, while seemingly straightforward, offers profound insights for us today, insights for living in this strange new contemporary world of ours. John the Baptist was a powerhouse preacher. People flocked to him in droves, convinced by his message of repentance. When Jesus approaches, John's reaction is immediate and humble. It's a moment of genuine deference. But John says to Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me?" You see, baptizing Jesus did not fit into John's expectations of who Jesus is and what he thought Jesus was going to do. What about the axe, and what about the winnowing fork and the unquenchable fire? John's been preaching about all this time in the wilderness. And Jesus says to John, "Let it be so now." And then John consented. Contrast this with today's culture, obsessed with self-promotion and image. We live in an era of personal branding, where every action is a potential photo op for being on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Our public lives are carefully orchestrated to elicit from us likes and dislikes and affirmation. This pursuit of outward validation often obscures the work of true morality and decency and justice and humility. John's humility reminds us that true greatness doesn't lie in some how many people follow us, but in our willingness to serve others, even when we could be the ones to be served. John recognizes a greater purpose than his own ego. It's a refreshing answer to a society where everyone wants to be a star and very few are content to be part of the supporting cast. Sometimes we need to step out of the spotlight and just hold someone else's coat for a change. Jesus' response to John is key. He says to him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." And so Jesus was baptized to identify with humanity, with us. And in this symbolic way, it inaugurates his public mission. It was an act of obedience, not necessity. In our modern world, we often intermingle performance with purpose. We are pressured to constantly do more and achieve more and show more. But the righteousness that Jesus speaks of is not about checking off boxes or gaining social capital. It's about aligning our lives with God's will. It's about a radical obedience that says, "It's not my will, but yours to be done." This challenges a society that prioritizes efficiency and immediate results. Righteousness in God's kingdom often involves this long, slow work of justice and mercy and humility. It's not about instant gratification or viral posts. It's about building a life of integrity that lasts. And the climax of the gospel this morning is rather stunning. The heavens open up. The Spirit descends, and God speaks. This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. It's interesting to note that God expresses pleasure before Jesus does anything, before he performed a single public miracle, before he healed one person or delivered a sermon. You see, God's affirmation is not contingent on performance. It is a declaration of identity and unconditional love. This is perhaps the most needed message for our performance-driven society. We constantly feel pressure to earn our worth, to justify our existence through our careers or our achievements or our appearance or our social standing. That divine declaration shatters that narrative. It reminds us that we are beloved, not because of what we do, but because of who we are. Our primary identity is found in being cherished children of God. In a world that often measures human value by productivity and success, this voice from heaven calls us back to the truth. You are loved just as you are. When we know we are deeply loved, then we can serve others without needing any kind of applause. The baptism of Jesus in the Jordan is more than just a historical account. It is a blueprint for living in a distractive, performance-obsessed world. It calls us to embrace humility, just like John did, or to live with purpose, just like Jesus did, and to rest in our identity as beloved children of God. Amen.